Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Folks, I don't really want to do this with the ratings because I could care less. I mean, I've been on here for 35 years. I've had, luckily with Dog and then by myself, had an incredible amount of success, as everyone knows. So doing this is almost silly, and I apologize, okay? But I'm getting asked by a million people to clarify this thing. So let me do it quick and get it over with, and I promise we won't take up your time with it again. Because to me, it's just, it's farcical. Okay. Basically, Intercom gummed up the works a couple of books ago by just using, radio's changing a little bit now, so there's a stream. And they push more people to the stream. Sometimes the stream is a third of the audience on some days. And they're counting the stream, except Intercom, unlike CBS, which is why it only came up a couple of books ago, which I'll get to in a minute, it never was an issue before because they always counted it the same way for everybody. Now they have our stream separate, so it's a separate number. So it's one number, then the other number has to be added in. Intercom adds them all in. Before they pay bonuses, they add them all in. Before they do anything official, they add them all in. I've talked to the ratings people. They say just add the two numbers together. That's all you have to do. That's the official number. They've been through it. Now, if you are another station, like the other sports station in town, and you've never won, so obviously it's a point of contention since you've lost for, I don't know how many years they've been on the air, 18 years, 19, 17 years. I don't know how long, but it's been a long time, and they've never won, which has always bothered ESPN because ESPN's ESPN, but they have an affiliate in New York that just could never win. Now, ESPN's used to winning in other places because they're ESPN. I mean, they're the number one sports logo in the world. They're a great sports entity. They're this mothership. They're this enormous company, the biggest sports company in the world, but they have never been able to beat FAN or beat this show because this is really the direct thing because most of their other shows are syndicated anyway. So the bottom line is they split the number and you have to add the two numbers together, okay? The other team, in an effort to claim a victory, which if I knew it was this important to them, I'd send them a telegram. Why not? It's fake news world. I'd send them a telegram saying congratulations. They could make up cards or banners or, you know, whatever they wanted. Maybe could even get a couple of clients that way. I mean, but if it really was that important to them, I'd do it. But the bottom line is, if you don't add the stream into the regular number, nowadays, where some days it's, like I said, a third of the number, you're not going to get a real number. So you add the number in, and we beat the opposition 6-2 to 5-9. Okay? That's the number. Okay. Closer than it used to be, but 6-2 to 5-9. And now it's, I don't know, 50. We don't count summer books, so it's 3 books a year for 17 years or 18 years, so it's 51, 54 books, whoever, however long it is. So whatever that number is, I'm an O against them. Okay? They now claim victory because without the stream, which for me is, on this book, 7/10 of a point, they would win slightly. So they say, oh, we won. They can't add the stream in. Well, we have to add the stream in. It would be like, it would be the equivalent of this. You play a 9-inning game, you count 7 of my innings and 9 of their innings. That would be what this, it would be like if you didn't count the stream, because you're counting their stream, but you're not counting my stream because of the fact that Intercom changes the commercials on the stream. Nothing else. There's no other changes. There's nothing different. The ratings don't change, nothing. And then they bring up things like, well, they should count the simulcast. We would simulcast for 14, 15, 16 years when they were in simulcast. It never affected the ratings once. And simulcast don't affect the ratings. I could tell you because I've had times when we were simulcast and weren't simulcast. We beat them both ways. We beat them when they weren't simulcast and we are simulcast. So there's no way. And that's television. It doesn't count, just like we shouldn't use the app. And anybody who wants to wager that there's 1,000 subscribers to the app, I'll tell you what, come to me right now. Any one of those guys, come to me right now, and I'll give your charity and you give mine 10,000 per subscriber. I'll take any subscriber below 1,000 and pay you. You pay me above 1,000. 10,000 per subscriber. Put your money where your mouth is. We'll see how many subscribers I have. Bring lots of cash, okay? Because as guys here know, we have thousands upon thousands of subscribers. That's not the point. They shouldn't count either. This is a radio rating. And then you got guys who are quoted today, like Tim McCarthy, who I don't know if I've ever met Tim McCarthy. I think he's been there for a while, the ESPN general manager. He's called a couple times when I've been off, like when I wasn't working, asked to have a couple meetings. I never met with him. I don't know what the meeting was about. We never met. But he says that we just started countering this recently. Well, the reason, Bright Light, we just started countering this recently is CBS, when we were owned by CBS, didn't do it this way. So it was one number against one number. This has only been the last three books that this has become up to be a point of contention. And everyone knows, and everyone here knows, that they add the number in on every show and get the real number. The only place anybody is disputing that is on this station with our competition, because they are now claiming a victory by not counting my streaming number. So if my streaming number was three, they'd say they beat me, you know, whatever the number was to my number, wouldn't add in the 3 points. It turns out to be 0.7. Add it in, we win 6259, which is a legitimate number. If they had beaten me fair and square after 51 or 55 or 56 books, I would have said, congratulations. What I say now is I have nothing but sadness and pity for you that you would actually claim a victory that wasn't real. As far as McCarthy, who is the Stump Merrill of local radio, okay, I don't expect him to understand the ratings. He obviously proved he doesn't understand the ratings. Look at his product, okay? So clearly he doesn't understand the ratings. So I guess if you lose that long, I should have some, really should have some pity on them, because when you get beat, you're ESPN, and you get beat like a rented mule for 20 years, it's got to hurt. So I guess I should. Maybe, you know what? Let's just say, you know what? Let's say congratulations to them for coming close. We'll send them a little prize for getting within 3/10 of a point. How's that? Which really was larger than that, because I did take a week off of vacation, which we won't count that week because it wouldn't make it more of a than 3/10 of a point. But leave that alone. We'll make it just a 3/10 of a point and send them a prize for coming close. How's that? They can get a trophy, the whole thing. Because this is a show that usually when they have these polls and they list the top 100 shows, they're behind every single show on FAN, including the weekend ones. I mean, so they need a little help. They need something. So let's come up with something we can give them to make them feel like they've accomplished something through all these years. Now, they did win the one book I was off. They did win that. I don't know if they made a big deal about that. I remember. I don't know if they did or didn't, but they did win that one. And then they went right back to losing again as soon as I came back. But hey, now I guess they think they won. So, you know, there's a lot of fake news in the world these days, unfortunately. They just showed you that there's more of it. But I thought ESPN was supposed to report things accurately. I guess not in the case of their affiliates. Back to the real important stuff like Tiger and everything else right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.